Maryland's news now
on the only station that matters,
WBAL.com.
This is for every busy parent who remembered to make the pediatrician appointment to throw in a load of wash, but who just didn't have the time or the energy to plan and make a nutritious meal for the kids. Cue up the mac and cheese again, right? Well, a Baltimore mom and now creator of a popular blog, Ann Myers, had had enough. She was going to teach her kids to love eating well. And she joins us now, maybe to help all of us. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you have a blog and you write about teaching your kids to eat healthfully and simply, hopefully, and it's called Teach, Eat, Love. Tell us how it came about.
Well, it came about one afternoon, really, when I was driving to the store during rush hour traffic for the sole purpose of getting yet another box of cheddar crackers for my toddler. And she was just becoming a really picky eater. And I just decided when I was stuck in traffic that afternoon that something just had to change. I started reading different books about introducing healthy eating habits to children. And this blog was sort of a way for me to record our success and recipes that worked and try to help other parents do the same thing.
So how do you do it?
The first thing I did was cut out snacks. And that was kind of a battle for a few days, but then she got used to it and I realized that my daughter didn't really need a million snacks during the day just because she was bored or I was running errands or, you know, any number of reasons that we throw food in our kids' faces. So we just cut it out and she has one snack when she wakes up from her nap and that's it. And as a result, she's hungry at meal times now, so she eats.
What were some of the breakthroughs for you when you thought, wow, this is a great meal, or I can, or anyone could do this if I can do this? Can you give us some examples?
Seafood. We did. I have a fried fish recipe. It's a pan-fried fish in olive oil, and I know a lot of kids are picky with seafood, and that one was really a big win for us. My daughter just loves it. Everybody in my family does, but that was a really big one for us to get her to really enjoy eating fish. We've also been doing some kale chips, and that was sort of a nice gateway green. Those dark, leafy greens are really tough to convince kids to eat, and making kale chips. It's a Chesapeake kale chip recipe with Old Bay seasoning. She devours it, and it was a great gateway vegetable.
So if we go to Teach, Eat, Love on a regular basis, what kinds of things will we find there?
You'll see recipes that are kid-friendly, and I really try to focus on making them accessible. I know a lot of busy parents just don't have time to, you know, put in a lot of hours in the kitchen cooking. So I try to make simple, straightforward recipes that are healthy and seasonally based. I think that's really important. If kids are going to learn to like things, they have to taste good. And if you're eating tomatoes out of season, they're not going to taste good. So I try to do seasonal, easy recipes. And I also have been doing some food exposés, like what's actually in some of the processed foods that we're eating. I think we can be fooled so easily by language like healthy and whole grains and no sugar added. And I'm trying to teach parents what that actually means and to avoid those processed foods.
Your daughter's pretty young, so you're getting these habits sort of set in early. What if you have kids who are sort of, you know, 12 and 13 and 14 or whatever, and they have real opinions about what they want to eat, and plus maybe they've had 10 years of maybe some bad habits or habits you'd like to change? How do you get them to buy into it?
I absolutely think you can still switch it. I think by getting kids involved in the kitchen and having them be incorporated in the meal preparation process is a huge thing. Take them to the farmer's market and give them $10 and say, you pick out whatever vegetables we're eating tonight. And I think that's a great way to get kids involved, because there's really cool seasonal stuff at the farmer's market that it looks different and neater and more beautiful than the stuff at a lot of grocery stores. Give them a cookbook to help them thumb through and find a recipe that they want to prepare with you. I think there's lots of ways to get kids involved.
Ann Myers, thank you so much for joining us. Teach, Eat, Love. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.